You're listening to Scratch Take, a podcast where songwriters tell the story behind their craft. I'm Jeremy Kastenstein. UV Rays is a psychedelic punk band from New York City. The group most recently released a compilation album called A Fistful of Songs this past April. In this episode, one of the band's two lead songwriters, Adrian DeFontaine, talks about the thoughtfulness that goes into writing a single word, the importance of not holding anything back, and the way that leaning into your own uncomfortable feelings might help someone else feel less alone.
My name is Adrian DeFontaine, and I am one of the two primary songwriters for the band UV Rays. Honestly, for me, a good song is... it basically takes you to a different place than where you started. So you go into experiencing this thing and you come out feeling something. You know, did you take me somewhere? Do I feel a certain way now? Do I feel differently about the world, or do I feel differently inside? Like, have I just found someone that I relate to? Do you understand me? Do I understand you? All this stuff. It's just important to me that, you know, I get that out of music. That's the goal. So I guess a song that I really love that does this, and also I guess I want to use this song as an example because it doesn't do so lyrically because I can't understand the lyrics, is this Italian song from the 60s called Se Telefonando by this like torch singer named Mina. It's this crazy, like, 60s pop production, and it has... I don't speak Italian, like, at all, so I have literally no idea other than, you know, telefonando sounds an awful lot like telephone, so I think we're talking about a call here. But what's so incredible about the song is that the way that the chorus is structured, it just, like, it builds and builds and builds, and it just, like... and suddenly we're in this key, and suddenly we're in this key, and her voice just, like, soars over the top of the thing. And you just sit there, and you're like, okay, I feel that. Like, I understand, like, I don't need to know the words to understand that this is a song about longing, that this is a song about, like, a moment in time that me and this other person had, and it seems like that moment's gone now. Basically, I just sit there for 2 minutes and get swept up in the string arrangement, and I just exit that song being like, holy crap, like, here we are somewhere different. I'm really fascinated and really like writing around, you know, loud, quiet, loud structures. Or quiet, loud, quiet in this case. A great example of that would be, like, just the quintessential example, I guess, that people like to use is Smells Like Teen Spirit. That song, for a lot of people, is like, oh, yeah, okay. So we have this verse, and it's really quiet, and, you know, Kurt's doing his thing. And then it just explodes into the chorus, and then we're back into this really reserved thing. And it's fun using that sort of structure to try and, like, illuminate some sort of emotional thing. For me, anytime that I have written songs, like, trying to rely on dynamics, like, to that extreme, it always seems to be about, like, here's what's going on the surface, and here's what's really going on, like, you know, inside. Like, here I am smiling and happy, and, like, all this crap's going on. I spend a lot of time thinking about song structure and about, like, if I'm going to write something a certain way, can I justify it? Sort of like the form should serve a function. So if, like, I'm going to have, like, a 2-minute guitar solo, which I'm not, but if I am going to have a 2-minute guitar solo, how can I make that, like, an emotionally resonant moment in the song? Like, I feel like there's an old song by my last band, the Japanese, my college band, called Kids in Love. And it's, like, this really silly moment in this song where I make basically you know what, like, screw you, I'm just going to go masturbate, and then the guitar takes a guitar solo. And it's just like, yeah, it's like a four-bar thing, but yeah, you get it. It's like, well, there's your reason to have someone wanking on the guitar, if you will.
I don't care anyway, because I got my hands and my parents are gone all day.
But yeah, so like in terms of this song, like Surface to Air, it's a song that like it means a lot to me because I was just dealing with a lot of really, really horrible, horrible, horrible stuff on the inside. Just thinking about, you know, mental illness and how it runs in my family and a lot of really just ugly feelings that I had been feeling recently. And the whole sort of assembly of the song is, you know, you have like a guitar riff that's just, it's just a loop and it just keeps going and going and just lulling you to sleep. And it's like just describing all these monotonous experiences, these things that are happening.
Every now and then I feel the itch inside my brain, tapping on the window, tracing circles.
And then the moment when the music shifts is when I can talk about, well, this is how I really feel right now. Like, these are the things that are happening, and like now, here, we've reached this point where I tell you, just because everything seems okay, that really doesn't mean that it is.
Just 'cause you see me doesn't mean I'm there.
What's really nice about writing with someone else, like having a songwriting partner who also does vocal duty sometimes and will take and write his own stuff and I'll write my own, is that we get to talk about these things all the time, where it's just like, not only are we talking about like, yo, this line should be this or that, or maybe change this thing, but what is the purpose of this in this structure? And I think not only is Eli my song, like, I guess my partner in this, but also the rest of the band, as we get more into the habit of writing together, we have these kinds of discussions, and it's really great to get like five informed and unique perspectives on how songs work and these ideas of how songs work, and like sort of throw ideas around with them. The whole point of working with other people is like to create something that you literally could not do yourself. So I started writing just music, like creating stuff, soon after I started playing guitar. So that's back at age 12, which is scary enough, almost 13 years ago. Oh God. Back then, I had just received guitar from my parents and just messing around on it, coming up with my own stuff. It was really inspiring to me to have a chance to sort of do what my idols did. You know, you spend a lot of time sitting on a website, like on a tab website, being like, okay, so this Nirvana song goes this way, and this Nirvana song goes this way. And eventually you're like, maybe if I do these two things, huh, well, that's not a Nirvana song. Maybe that's like my own thing. And honestly, off of that, I spent a lot of time just messing around, just instrumentally, and coming up with little pieces of fragments, really, of things, having no idea how to actually form a song. But then sometime my sophomore year of high school, I actually went away and was at a school down in the Bahamas, which is a crazy thing that happened. But down there, I had no access to power, like regular like power. So suddenly all my electric guitar playing was just infeasible. I had an acoustic guitar and was like, well, what do I do with this thing? You know, like if all of the music I was listening to and trying to play, like trying to emulate Jimmy Page or like Jimi Hendrix or basically all the Jimmys, what do I do? And so at that point, I started to try and sing. And that was a really scary process for me, because I had never sung in front of people before. But I had a good friend named Tom down there, and he was very much into the I'm an acoustic guitar player and I sing songs and girls like me and all that stuff. And the two of us started making music that way together. And that's when I started, I think that's when I started writing songs. Yeah, like started actually putting together like a complete musical thought. So I will say that that first song is a bit of an anomaly in that my friend Tom and I wrote it together. What happened really was we had to write something for class, like literally for art class. We needed to do like a thing about something. I can't even remember like the details of the project, but it was something about the environment because it was environmental art class because I was in this crazy sustainable school in the Bahamas where they would have an environmental art class. The song is called Violet Moon. Violet Moon is the name of the song. And it's basically like, there is nothing personal or emotional about that song. It is purely like observational, like this is like a feeling, like we're sitting here and these are the things. Like it's so, so abstracted and like these words sound cool, man. Like, you know, like nodding your head. And I take nothing like against that. Fit into the sun. Figuring out how to write lyrics was a big part of my songwriting process, like this sort of progression from then till now, because for the longest time, I had nothing to say, right? Like, I had some experiences in life, and I had some feelings, and I found that when I got back to, you know, regular high school after that and was writing songs on my own, the one thing I learned quickly is that the best song that I wrote was the one that, you know, I actually had like a connection to, like I had autobiographical information in that song. I was writing about an experience that I was having. That song was called Is It Just Me, which, oh man, beautiful, 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 heart-wrenching, if you will. But yeah, like songs that I'm very embarrassed about now. But it was like a song that was literally about a situation I was having with a girl. And I was just like, well, do you actually like me? And like all this, you know, it's high school. But I found that that was like, that ended up being the best song I wrote in high school because it was, I actually had an emotional connection to it. It wasn't just like Moon June rhymes for the sake of rhyming Moon June. It was like, even if I'm going to be like trite and to the point and like just nakedly, like just, you know, just not really adventurous at all with word choice or anything, it's so much better when I actually have an emotional investment in the song. And that was a huge thing for me to learn because that's why lyrics take so much time and effort for me now. Because I learned that lesson. I was just like, hey, look, not only in recorded versions are people going to hear if I actually care or not about what I'm saying, but live, I'm going to be able to just like lose myself in a song and like really perform it and do all this stuff if the song actually speaks to me. Yeah, I'd say without question, well, maybe not the hardest, but definitely the most time intensive, because like making a song work isn't just having good, like, good lyrics. It's so many other things. Like, I have to make sure that the melody works over the chords and that, you know, we're achieving something here. We're not boring people. Like, you know, there is so many lists and lists and lists and lists of things that are important in that go into writing a song, or like writing a song that you can yourself accept. Like I can release this and think, okay, that was good, as opposed to this will be another one of the, like, in the trash pile of songs that, like, song fragments that I have growing and growing on all of my computers and hard drives over the years. Just like all these things that no one will ever, ever hear. But the lyrics specifically, I find that even though I personally, when listening to music, lyrics aren't always the first thing that call my attention. Like, they're not always the first thing that I'm processing. I found that a lot of people I talk to, that's what they connect to first, is what people are saying. That's what gives them the connection to the music. And so I take that very seriously. It's just like, well, if this is the thing that you're going to be attached to the most, I want to make sure that I am being very clear in what I'm trying to do, or at least very clear to myself. Like, you know, I can still be obtuse or whatever if it calls for it, but very, 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 like, concerned with the choices that I'm making here. I want to make sure that, you know, if I sang that word, I'm not regretting that I sang that word in a month when I'm listening back to the song. I guess for me, maybe the best advice that I've received or read or thought about is to be absolutely ruthless when you're writing a song. To not hold anything back from yourself. And that means both from like holding yourself to a certain standard of what you're going to do, like making sure that, is this good enough? It should always, you should never really have to ask the question, is this good enough? Because you should know that this is good enough. Because if you're asking the question already, then you're unsure about what you're doing, then that song shouldn't be good enough. Like, you have a very limited amount of ears. Like, there's a very limited window of time that people are going to be willing to listen to what you have to say. And it's amazing to me that people still, you know, they click on whatever link that I share and take the time to listen to a thing. So I want to make sure that whatever time people put into this, that I gave literally every inch of effort and emotion and just focus into that period of time. Like, I want to make sure that the thing that you listen to, like, that is what I had to say, and that is what I wanted to share with you, and that it passes my own personal, like, grade of, is this good enough for people to hear? And similarly, so off of that is to be ruthless with yourself and to be honest with yourself about what you're writing about and what you're trying to say. Like, sometimes really ugly things come out when you're writing lyrics, or sometimes some really like nasty things that you didn't want to think about, or like things that are really hurtful to you or that don't feel good to think about and really wallow in, those things come out sometimes. And to not shy away from those, because those are the genuine moments that you're trying to share with people. Those are the things that people, like, that's what they connect to. And so, yeah, for me, it's just important to not steer away from the ugly bits or the hurtful bits, or the, you know, these sort of parts of my psyche that I'd rather not spend lots of time in, because the hope is that you give that experience to someone else. You might, you know, make them not feel alone, or, you know, make them feel like, hey, my emotions are valid, or there are other people out there like this. It's just very important to me.
Thanks so much to Adrian DeFontaine for coming on to Scratch Take. Visit scratchtake.com for a link to UV Raise's Bandcamp page, where you'll find all of the band's most recent releases, including the compilation album A Fistful of Songs. You'll also find a complete playlist of all of the songs featured in today's episode. And finally, if you like the show, make sure to subscribe on iTunes for more deep dives into the minds of songwriters.